Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today I'll be discussing the brand new directory service, CosMediCheck, with founder, Joseph Porter. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory.
Brilliant. So thank you so much for coming on today. If I could start off, could you introduce yourself and what you get up to in your company?
Yeah, so my name's Joseph Porter. I am the Managing Director and founder of CosMediCheck. I'm also a qualified permanent makeup artist, aesthetics practitioner, and skin lesion removal specialist.
Oh, wow. So you basically got everything under the hat.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So my next question is one of the main things that we're here today about is what is CosMediCheck? It's a recent incoming thing, and I think a lot of people would be interested to hear about it.
Yeah, so the idea of CosMediCheck came about 8 years ago, and through a MediSpa clinic we've been established 10 years, we were seeing more and more clients come in who had had bad experiences or adverse effects or weren't quite happy with the level of service they'd received before. So CosMediCheck is a platform designed for both professionals and patients, where professionals can show that they're verified and a safe practice, and potential clients or patients can go on there and have the peace of mind that the professionals on the platform are who they say they are. They can complete the services which they say they can, and they're vetted and checked to make the industry a safer place, really. What we found since sort of the dreaded COVID time was there was a lot of people doing online courses and training and getting into new industries, you know, which is great, it's fantastic. The problem with that was everyone was doing it online. So you weren't actually working with faces, you were working on models, or you were doing online training. And I think now more than ever before, we're seeing the results and the aftermath of that with poor training, poor results. The media are constantly picking up on sort of botched procedures, both surgical and non-surgical. So CosMediCheck is in place to help consumers find verified professionals and help professionals showcase that they are who they say they are.
Now that sounds amazing as well. I think it's just great just to be able to just to check up, you know, if anyone's going for that kind of procedure and having that peace of mind as well. And to be like, you know, they've been checked thoroughly, they know what they're doing. And, you know, obviously complications in the field, it's always going to happen somewhat somewhere, but the fact that it's a reduced risk of that, or, you know, at least if something happens, you know that they can handle it and things will be sorted. I think it's really great for the customer as well.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, for anyone within the cosmetic industry, yourselves included, we all know how important it is and the mental health side of things that come into cosmetic and medical procedures now. So client and patient safety is always paramount. It always comes first. And I think currently with the industry being how it is, with a lot of grey areas, both consumer and professional need a little bit more guidance. So that's what we do.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So I guess, could you go in a little bit more detail, if possible, about how, you know, if a practitioner was thinking about signing up with you guys, you know, how would it benefit them to be a part of it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no problem. So CosMediCheck is a safety and web directory platform. So it works very much like other directory sites out there. There's some in the construction industry, for example, people know about, some big names. What we found is there wasn't anything that professionals could go onto a site and get more than just a registration number. So what we wanted to do from having a clinic ourselves was implement everything that we were using and we needed in our clinic and sort of put it out there and give it to professionals. So as part of signing up as a professional, after a professional's provided all their documentation, verification, we do all the vetting checks. If that all comes back great, then what happens is a professional gets a basic profile, which then they can customize themselves and add treatment photos of the work they do, services they offer, price of the services they offer, a bio about themselves. They can also add articles about specific treatments if they wish. They can add their social media profiles so consumers can reach out to them. There's also direct messaging on there, so if someone wants to reach out directly, they can do. There's an online client booking system. So I know for a lot of companies, they're using booking systems for their cosmetic clinic. So we've added one free of charge that they can integrate with what they're already using. So it works in a calendar format, so they can add either Cosmedicheck potential clients or their own existing onto this system. So they've got that capability as well. The locations and availability they've got. So it really is an all-in-one that any cosmetic or medical professional can provide key information for anyone looking for specific cosmetic or medical procedures. We currently have 154 treatments on Cosmedicheck. So there's obviously a lot more out there in cosmetics and medical, but we're very mindful of, you know, the procedures that have had the green light, some that are a little bit iffy, we don't obviously offer. But as a whole, it means that consumers can get to know a lot more about a professional. So from a professional point of view, it's great because not only are they getting more traffic and SEO value from, you know, the online world and what all businesses rely on in today's day, but they also get that sort of peace of mind as well. So that's, you know, it's really important. And they also get verification status. So any of the members on the Cosmedicheck platform, you know, have passed their GDPR on to us to confirm their insurances, their qualifications, permits, local licensing, background checks, you know, company house, any review or feedback they have already online. And we scrutinize all of that to ensure that we are minimizing the risks for, you know, both professional and patient. So, you know, they work alongside each other.
Yeah, that sounds really amazing. Could you tell me a bit more about the process? Like, you know, if I'm like a practitioner, I've just come across the website, like how do I go about signing up with you guys and what can I expect to happen?
Yeah, sure. So you go onto cosmedicheck.com and then you click sign up on the homepage. There's two options. You can either sign up as a client or as a professional. So what happens then is you go through a series of pages as a professional. So you sign up initially, so you register your interest. Then you get an application form where you fill out all your personal details, business details, so we can get a bit of an overview of, you know, your company, the name, so we can start running background checks and stuff. Then after you've completed this application form, you will then get sent a link to submit all your certificates, qualifications, insurance documentation, all that sort of stuff as well. So it collates, our system collates all of that and then sends a notification of that. Then what we do, we've got a vetting team who then work through each application. We check through, like I say, reviews, companies as a whole, clinic location. We check with insurance companies that their policies are active and, you know, their treatment endorsements as well, because that's very important to make sure that professionals are insured to perform the treatment and procedures they're saying they can do. So our vetting team goes through that process. Then we might need to reach out to a professional and say, look, we need a little bit more information on this, or could you provide the following? We have some correspondence with the professional to make sure they understand, you know, our processes. They sign up to a consumer agreement, which is, it benefits the professional as much as the client, that they understand that they're working to each individual's client best interests on each procedure. So there's some health and safety questions and stuff like that they sign up to. Once we've got all of that and we're happy, then we let the company know. We can then approve their account, and then they will get emails on the best way to promote their profiles. They will get imagery, they will get certification saying that they are verified and trusted by ourselves and we've done our background checks. And then they're able to start building their online profile, which is, it's a really great thing, because a lot of website builds and stuff now are so, so expensive. And a lot of companies, especially if you're just starting out, it seems to be you're always paying out, paying out, paying out. You know, you've paid out for your training, your insurance and stuff. So sometimes people don't have the money to go off straight away and build, you know, a website. So this is where CosmediCheck, a great platform, because they can have their own entity within our directory, and on their profile then they can showcase who they are, where they are, and all that sort of stuff as well. So it's a great starting point for people, and it's more than just being a register, which, you know, it doesn't allow enough information for consumers. People need to know the ins and outs of everything, because it's vital. We're talking about people's, you know, faces and bodies in potentially adverse effect, sometimes life-changing effect, mental health knock-on effect. So it really is, it's vital that we collate all that information and then the professionals can put that out there for peace of mind.
Definitely, and it sounds just really great because, you know, you've got, like you were saying, you've got other industries that have those kind of registers, and it gives people peace of mind if they need something fixing in their home, that, you know, so-and-so can do the job and, you know, can clean up after themselves, like the whole nine yards. Yeah. It's really great that, you know, you now got this for the practitioners, and it also means, like you said, to have, you know, a launching pad if they don't necessarily have a website yet, but at least if they're on there, people can still find them and find them through, like, the Google search results, stuff like that. So it sounds really amazing.
Yeah, that was the thing for us. It baffled us for quite a few years that, you know, other industries who, you know, it can have knock-on effects to people's lives and homes and stuff, but with such a industry as cosmetic and the medical sector where things can really go wrong quite badly for an individual, that though there are a couple of registers in existence, none of them are offering this full platform that benefits the professional and the client. You know, it needs to be user-friendly for both, and also have the accreditations go alongside with, you know, the contact. And that's what we've tried to bridge, is knowing full well as a medical and cosmetic clinic ourselves, what sort of helps businesses and what sort of can help the patients. So yeah, it really is, and we're really proud of it.
That's very brilliant. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
So I'd like to say, just briefly, for anyone thinking as a professional, they don't quite know what's going on in the industry at the moment, because we're waiting for the consultation that happened in September last year and finished October. You know, have a look on CosmediCheck and, you know, reach out to us if you have got any questions or concerns, because there's so many grey areas at the moment. There's traffic light systems that are looking to be implemented. We've had an extensive interview with Caroline Noakes, the MP, who's sort of heading up the women's equality and female-led businesses, for example. So now is really the time where, as a collective community and an industry, we need to be working together off the same page to make sure we're answering anything that comes out of the consultation. And the more professionals and businesses that are taking consumer safety seriously and taking the steps with training and these sort of memberships, the better chance we've got of providing better care to consumers. But also from a business point of view, to show that, you know, you are reputable and the company you say you are. So, yeah, I think it's really key that people start thinking about necessary training that may be coming in, as well as their insurances, you know, making sure your policies are correct, making sure you've got the right treatment endorsements. If you've just completed training, make sure you're updating your insurance provider, all that sort of stuff, which we should be doing. Appreciate everyone's life is, you know, it's so hectic and busy, but these are the fundamentals for consumer safety that people do need to start thinking about. And if you've got an admin day once a week, for example, make sure that you're ticking these things off and getting them done, just to, you know, to help consumers who might have had a bad experience, or they might never have had a, you know, cosmetic or medical treatment or procedure done before. You know, we want to give them the peace of mind through consultations and the services we provide. to, you know, to enable that and, you know, to leave them with a good experience and wanting them to come back. So yeah, that's sort of my advice.
No, I definitely agree. And obviously, you know, like you said, things are up in the air. So the best thing you can do, I think, then the main kind of buzzword is transparency and just making sure that you're clear and crystal with everything, with consumers, with the companies that you work with, the pharmacies, the insurance companies. Definitely. It's always key to make sure that you're covered. And obviously any new treatments that do come out from the insurance perspective, you know, as soon as it comes out, we do have a look at it and the insurers themselves will actually get quite on it. So, you know, if you train on it and it's still quite, you know, fresh in the industry, always make sure that you can definitely be covered, or whether or not insurers are actually not covering it at that time, because you, at the end of the day, you don't want to be in a hot mess and in a sticky situation, which, you know, nobody loves. So yeah, transparency, I think, is so key, especially as things are moving forward and we're still not quite sure what's going to be happening. So I definitely agree with everything you've said.
Brilliant.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, and it's been really great to learn more about CosMediCheck.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you to my guest today, Joseph Porter, for discussing his brilliant directory service for beauty and aesthetic practitioners. If you're interested in signing up, go to www.cosmedicheck.com or visit the podcast description. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance, meet your individual business needs, and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 5 years in a row.